Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on the social channels, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. What's up? Good morning, people. It's Monday. The Packers know who they're playing on Saturday. That's right. The game is set for Saturday, 4:35 Eastern, 3:35 Lambeau time. Packers will be taking on the Los Angeles Rams, a formidable opponent, without question, a excellent defense, a very good offensive mind calling the plays, and Sean McVay. Interesting tale at quarterback, and the Green Bay Packers set to welcome in an LA team, which will be practicing in 70 degree weather all week for a game to be played hovering around 25, 20 degrees with wind chill significantly below that. Welcome to the Midwest, LA. Hope you enjoy your stay. Hello. Good morning, everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Ryan. Good morning. Robin. Hello. And well, hello, Melissa. Good morning. Brandy, of course, Brandy's here. Aaron Albert, what's up, man? How are you? New York Cheesehead's in the house. Good to see you, buddy. Packers and Cheddar, how you doing, man? Hi from Fiji. Fiji checking in. Holy cow. Good morning from New York City. Hope you're well. Gary, good morning. How you doing? Ray, this is going to be a very interesting game with the Rams D-line. Hey, I think the Rams D-line will get a lot of the pub this week, and for good reason. They are very good. Going to be a tall task, no doubt about it, for Matt LaFleur, Aaron Rodgers, Hackett, Getsy, etc., devising a plan to keep ahead of the sticks, get the ball out of Aaron's hands, and do not let them feast. Justin, thank you for the super chat. Morning, Nags. Nice game incoming from Big Bob, Lazard, MVS, or Jones. I'd imagine that the Rams will try to double Devontae right away. I mean, I don't know, man. They got Ramsey, and he's really fucking good. I think they'll still shade Devontae's way. I would suspect that would be the case, but I think there will be a lot of opportunities for Devontae to take Jalen one-on-one. That's about for the ages that I'd love to see. But I do believe that, yes, per your super chat here, I think there's got to be one or two secondary guys that have got to step up on the offensive side of the ball. I said last night, my hunch is they should try to run the offense through Aaron Jones. This should be a game where Aaron gets plenty of touches, both in the run game and attempts in the passing game. Utilize him in space. I think it's a really good way to slow down this defensive front. Andy, thank you for the super chat. I'm old enough to remember when Rodgers had no weapons, the Packers bust the draft, the Steelers were going 16-0, and Russ Wilson was winning MVP. Andy, yeah, it didn't seem that long ago, does it? Funny how things change. That's why I always tell people to relax in the middle of the year. How you're playing in October usually means very little come December and January. Joe, thank you for the super chat. How much of a challenge is it prepping for two or three quarterbacks? I mean, the biggest kind of wild card there is probably Wolford because of their desire to use his legs. Although who knows, even if he does get cleared, how, and say he plays, how much will they want to run him after he got dinged up two drives into that game against the Seahawks? You got Bortles there as well, who obviously Hackett's really familiar with. So I think it's a bit of a challenge. Like, you do have to prepare for everything, because you don't, especially with the way the Rams are right now, you just don't know what way they end up going. Goff could, you know, have a setback with that thumb at any moment. No. What's that? So we'll see. Dan, that's very kind of you. We'd love to see a Browns postseason run, Matt. That would be phenomenal. I'd love that. Kyle, thank you for the super chat. I don't want to work. I just want to watch Cheesehead TV. Kyle? Can't have it, buddy. Got to go to work. Got to do your job. Got to do your 111th. So we can all get to Saturday in one piece and good health. And then we watch the Packers kick the Rams' ass. But I thank you for the support, Kyle. That was very, very kind of you. Is Donald hurt? He is. He hurt his ribs in that Seahawks game. However, reports both yesterday and today are indicating that the Rams expect him to be available and ready to play on Saturday against the Packers. But you got to think that is certainly something the Packers will test early and often. As far as running at Donald, I know it sounds crazy because it kind of is, but let's see how he holds up. Get a bunch of hits there in the middle of the field and running, you know, maybe dive, maybe plunging the A gap with Jamal or AJ. See how he holds up early on. Nathan, I don't think Donald has broken ribs. He has a rib injury, But x-rays were negative yesterday, so that would indicate that they're not broken. Artashis555, thanks for the super chat. Dylan or Williams has more chances versus the Rams D. I keep saying it, man. I think it's going to be Williams. And I know people are anxious and excited about A.J. Dillon. I just think they're going to stick with Jones and Williams as their two-headed monster unless there's an injury to one of those guys. Who knows? Maybe there's something that they see in the tape that they think they got to get A.J. Dillon on the field and involved, but I'd be surprised. Tyler Irvin status, still on IR. I don't think he's coming back this year. Nags, anything you're looking forward to for our defense versus the Rams? Yeah, I mean, Cam Akers is the thing, right? I mean, that's he's the one. Yeah, much like it was Derrick Henry 2 weeks ago, much like it was David Montgomery 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and then David Montgomery 2 weeks ago, Akers is everything. And I know they've got some very good wide receivers, no question about it. But the thing making that offense go at the moment is their ability to run Akers. He has run over 20 times. I think it's four out of the last five games that they've played. They have fed him upwards close to 30 times in the last couple games. He is what they are driving. He is the engine for the offense at the moment. And I think obviously when you've got the secondary playing as well as it is for Green Bay, you've got to, much like they did against the Bears, much like they did against the Titans, you've got to make that running attack your focal point. Now, that doesn't mean that, you know, they can't kill you other ways, because obviously they can. They have lots of stuff that works off of that running game. But to me, that is the focal point. That is where it all has to start, because if Akers gets going, the offense gets going. If Akers gets shut down and you put the onus on Goff and or whoever's at quarterback, that really plays into Green Bay's hands. Goff has not been great in cold weather. It is going to be cold. I know it's not snowing, and it's what we would all hope, of course, but it's going to be cold. And he has a tough time in the cold in general. You throw in a broken thumb to boot, that's why I think there's a definite chance that they go with somebody else in this game. So lots up in the air there. But for me, it's all about concentrating on taking Akers away. If they can do that early, they're cooking with gas. TKM, thank you for being at your post. Who is the breakout receiver when they blanket or double Devontae? AL, BT, ESB, MVS? Who steps up? I mean, I think it's obviously Alan Lazard, but don't forget Aaron Jones and Robert Tonyan, or Big Dog, or Sternberger, who could actually play. I don't know, we'll see, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a wide receiver. Just remember that. But for me, out of that group, it's Alan Lazard, especially given the conditions and the fact that he has Rodgers' trust implicitly. Cold is fine. We don't need snow. I don't need snow. I just like the snow. I like how it looks. I like how it feels. I love the vibe. That's all. This is MVS has a big game. Alex, from your YouTube comment to the football god's ears. That's what I'm talking about. Forecast could change. Yes, it could. Very much so. I know it's supposed to snow earlier in the week, so maybe that gets shifted into the weekend. Always possible. Just no wind. Jason, yes, that is the great kind of equalizer in the passing game. No doubt about it. Did you know our coach and their coach work together? Yes. I said before the Bears-Saints game, you know, it was going to come down. We didn't know which one of two narratives we were going to pound into the ground this week, and now we do. It was either going to be, oh, it's so hard to win against the same team three times in 1 year, or it was going to be, did you know LaFleur and McVay were used to coach together? So now we know which one it is. We know it's going to be the LaFleur-McVay connection pounded into the ground all week long. Can't wait. I can see Jones having a big receiving game. Justin, I was just talking about that. Yeah, I talked about that last night. I 1,000% agree. I think this is a game where he needs to get involved every which way they can, and including the passing game, and not just checkdowns, not just screen passes, but stuff down the field. Use him vertically. You really open up that offense with the running back in space, in the secondary. That's what I'm about. How could I forget about Daphne? Justin, it's all good. There's too many weapons to list, man. It's okay. You know, when you're just listing them all, it's hard. There's so many weapons. What are you going to do? Lucas, thanks for the super chat. Will Snacks see 25 to 35 snaps? Feels high, but anything's possible. I would probably hover a little bit more around 18 to 20. How's that? Jason, no, Donald is not out. Donald will most likely play. Do I think Donald will be impacted by the rib thing? Yes. But that's why I said you got to test him early. Run at him early and see how he's doing. Now, maybe he gets shot up. Who knows? But as soon as that makes itself evident, you got to test him. You got to see what's up. Nag shotguns a beer for every touchdown Saturday. Okay, I'm down. John, thanks for the super chat. Who would you like this weekend besides Pack by 30? Oh, I don't even know who plays outside of the Packers right now. I'm so focused, John. I'm focused. Hit the like, people. Yeah, hit the like, people. Is Snacks going to be the new Andre Rison? I don't know about that. I think he has a possibility to do a late version of Howard Green, though, which I am down for. How slow is this week going to feel? Oh, Mark. So slow. Packers and Cheddar, yes. Cooper Kupp has bursitis in his knee. However, listening to McVay talk, it sure sounds like they expect him to go on Saturday. Legless, thanks for the super chat. Over, under three punts in the game or for the Packers? Nah. For the Packers, give me... I'd probably say a push, but I know people would call me a coward, so give me the over. It's a really good defense. I think they'll stop him once or twice. Does J.K. Scott make you nervous too? Matt, no. Don't make me nervous. I have belief in our guys. Come on, people. Have some belief. Believe. I think the LaFleur McVay thing will be drowned out by Brady Breeze. That's all we're going to hear about. Well, Daniel, it depends on how you consume your media. See, you are talking about the national media, which I don't pay attention to. I only pay attention to the Green Bay Packers and the attendant media. So in my bubble, it'll all be LaFleur McVay. But yes, if you are paying attention to anything national, you're probably right. It probably will be all about Brady and Breeze, which is, again, why I never listen to the national media. Corey, boxers are notorious for not knowing when to hang them up and call it a career. I just had no clue Big Ben was a boxer. Time to go. In other news, go Pack, go. Corey, the crazy part is, can you believe? I think he's like 1 year older than Aaron Rodgers. Crazy. Crazy. But yeah, I think Roethlisberger and hell, the Steelers under cap situation is such a disaster. It's going to be hilarious to watch them try to navigate those waters this offseason. Patton going to make the Rams walk to the end zone rather than fly, keeping this Rams D cold on the sidelines and having to keep warming up. Possible. Possible, Jake. We'll see. You know, maybe he plays a lighter box as he is wont to do. It's very, very possible. Is this my playoff beard? No, it's just my lazy beard. But yeah, I'm not shaving until the Packers season is done. So it's kind of a playoff beard in that regard, I guess. Why did Vrabel and Tomlin punt? Because they're cowards. These men are cowards, Donnie. They believe in nothing. That's why they punted. Patrick, thank you for the super chat. Like, Pappy Fun. Thank you, buddy. Hello from across the pond. Hope you're well. I was fully expecting the Bucks this week. No shot. We worrying about the Rams as fans. Why worry? Why would you worry about the Bucks? Why would you worry about anybody? You have the best team in the NFC. The best team. Yes, the Rams are good. Hell, the Bucks are good. Packers are the best. The Steelers should have drafted Jordan Love. Oh, boy. Jair pick six. It is time. I'm down for that. Tell Vrabel he's a coward to his face. I will if there's a combine. I told Matt LaFleur. You guys know. The very last thing I said to LaFleur at the combine last year was, you shouldn't have punted on fourth and one as I walked away. I don't think he took it very well. But, yeah, you know, I'll tell him. He's often out during the combine. Danny, my morning is great. I'm sad about the time slot only because I will be at a bachelor party in Kansas City. Schaefer, Jack, what are you doing? Who are you friends with? What? I mean, we all got to make choices here, bud. I mean, I understand it's a bachelor party, but, you know, 50% of marriages end in divorce. this Packers game is only going to happen once. I'm just throwing out statistics, facts for you to ruminate upon. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Legless, thanks for the super chat. Thinking about playing golf gives me a Nick Chubb. Ah, well played. Well played. As I walked away, how courageous. No, Ed, we were joking with each other. That was like, you know, the last thing I said, hey, have a good, I'll see you this summer, blah, 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 blah. It was right before the pandemic hit, so we really thought we were going to see each other in a couple weeks. And I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, that was great. Somebody we were joking about, like, I don't know, I think we were joking about bravery or whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And he said, what did he say? Like, how does just go easy on me or something like that, you know, joking about in the media or on the website. And I said, yeah, just stop punting on 4th-and-1 in an NFC championship game. You know, it's like exit stage left. It's like, ba-dum-psh. You guys take everything so fucking seriously. It's hilarious. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys, meaning the internet, because I know it's not all of you. Hello from Brazil. What's up? Turns out Snacks made the right decision walking away from Seattle, LOL. I mean, he's still playing. Seahawks aren't. Patrick, thank you for the super chat. Does Leroy coming on transplants Pappy fun? Thank you, Patrick. Yes, Leroy Butler will be joining us this Wednesday on Packer Transplants Live. Corey's in Green Bay. I'm in New York. I believe Leroy is in Milwaukee, but it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a good time. Talk about the Packers. Talk about his new vodka that he's releasing. It's going to be a good, good time. Andrew, thank you for the super chat. On focus, it's amazing how little I cared about that last game after the announcement of Saturday's game. The blowout didn't help either. Go, Pack, go. Take this for the Pappy fun. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bella, how are you doing? Just got off my class. How are you? See? Bella setting the example here, people. You don't skip work or school to come to Cheesehead TV. You finish school or work and then enjoy Cheesehead TV. We're not here to ruin your lives, people. We're here to enhance your dedication and love of the Green Bay Packers, or in Bella's case, apparently the Raiders. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Saw a great meme that after Haskins was cut, Rivera beat cancer twice in a year. Go Pappy fun. Oh, you know, that ain't a great meme. That's cheap. That's cheap as hell, man. Haskins is a young guy. He made some mistakes. He's like, yo, if I was that age, I had that contract in that situation, who knows, man? I'd be doing stupid stuff too. If Twitter and cell phone video had been around when Brett Favre first got to Green Bay, he wouldn't have been in Green Bay for more than 5 minutes. You know, people just need to relax on all that. Young man, let him grow. Excited for Jalen Ramsey versus Davante Adams. I hear Ramsey is a shadow corner. Alex, for the most part, he often is. And yes, I am very excited for it. I think it's going to be interesting to see how the Packers maneuver with Davante probably trying to move him around the formation a lot, put him at the three, put him inside with bunch stacks and run him underneath off some rubs and stuff like that. But, you know, eventually, yeah, there's going to be Davante outside with Ramsey manned up and mano a mano. The best man win, and that is going to be worth the price of admission. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Have you heard the Packers News podcast where Pete Doherty has insight into the Hall of Fame selection process? I have not listened to the latest podcast. I have talked to Pete extensively about it. Pete and I are friends, and he is a good dude who I know will be doing his best to make the case for Leroy Butler. Good morning, Joan. How are you? Time to take the Rams down. That is right. You got that correct. Is the next step for Jair being a shadow corner? I don't know about that, Bethany. I mean, I think he could be if that was how Pettine chose to utilize him, but Pettine doesn't. So he's got the ability to do it. And he has, at times, taken a guy and erased him. But, you know, they're always going to want to play a mix of coverages. They're always going to want to mix up man and zone, et cetera. So it's never going to be the strict, you know, he's on the number one guy all the time, and which I understand. And look, I think he's got the ability to do what, you know, any guy who travels with a number one, and he's got the ability to do that at a very high level. And maybe this offseason, they maybe change some things around on the defensive side to allow that to happen more, but they've been pretty damn successful going about it the way they are for the last month or so. Stanley, thanks for the super chat. Do you think Pettine's going to use 6-1 formations versus the Rams? It's a possibility. I think they'll mix it up a little bit. We saw them pull that out against the Titans. I do think we'll see a little bit of it, but I think they're a little bit more formidable, the Rams are, at receiver, as far as their utilization of the receivers, flooding zones and what have you. So I think they'll want bodies in the secondary, if they can get them into second and long, third and long, things like that. But I do think it'll be a wrinkle, yeah, definitely. Deshaun, thank you for the super chat. Packers defense versus Rams offense is going to be important, very important. One third of the game, some people might say. But yes, Packers defense has got to come early and often, getting them in second and third and long. I said earlier, this game to me for the Packers defense is about Akers, shutting him down, not allowing him to get going, because everything in that offense flows off of his production. That has been the case pretty much for the last four or five games for the Rams. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here at Cheesehead TV. Like I said, Packer Transplants live this Wednesday, 5 p.m. Corey and I will be joined by, should have been in a long time ago, but hopefully will be in this year, future Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler, Packers legend. He'll be joining us. Make sure you stop by. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.